This is Long Story Short from the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. I'm Ebong Udama. In Connecticut, a chemist, a chef, and an author craft a soy sauce.
Over time, they decided to go into business together, to make this together.
That's Laura Tillman, the Connecticut Mirror's human services reporter. She's done a deep dive into how one of the few soy sauce producers in the U.S. is in a coastal Connecticut town. More to come after this.
Whether you order a grinder or a hero for lunch, spend summers on the Sound or on Jones Beach, and I'm not even going near the pizza debate, there's something for nutmeggers and Long Islanders alike on the WSHU podcast, After All Things. Get the news and culture from around the Long Island Sound in less than 15 minutes. Hosted by me, Sabrina Garone. Weeknights wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Laura. You were intrigued when you found out that Moromi soy sauce is manufactured in North Stonington, Connecticut. How did you find that out?
I think I was just doing some reading. I had written a story last year about Chef Jacques Pepin, and I'm always really interested in what's going on in food. I had spent a number of years before this working on a book about a chef, so that's just a topic that I'm interested in. And I think I was kind of on the hunt for another interesting, quirky kind of food story based in Connecticut.
And so you come across this source, and then how do you go about telling the story? Because Bob Florence seems like a fantastic character.
Yeah, he's done a number of interviews, so I read up on, you know, what he had discussed about this journey, and then I got to go to the Moromi brewery. The factory is making soy sauce, referred to as breweries, I came to learn, and interviewed him there and got to sample some of the different Moromi products. And yeah, he has had an amazingly interesting journey up to this point. I think in a lot of ways, when you hear what his story is, it makes total sense that he's making soy sauce now. But he, you know, started out in industrial plastics, selling these plastics, having lived in Detroit and working for the car manufacturing industry at a time when manufacturers were replacing a lot of these kind of clunky, heavy metal parts in cars with plastics to improve mileage. And so he ended up doing a lot of business in Japan in his career. And because of that, went to Japan, ate a lot of great food in Japan, learned about soy sauce, which in Japan is shoyu. And then, you know, many years later, after he had moved to Mystic, started thinking about another business idea and also a hobby of making his own soy sauce at home.
But before he got to the soy sauce, he had another project that he had worked on, trying to make fuel, right?
Yeah, fuel from algae through a fermentation process. And that project was scientifically successful, but it didn't end up being a profitable business at the time. So that kind of linked his experience with manufacturing and his experience with chemistry and his experience with fermentation all together, which are kind of like these key elements to having successful time making soy sauce and manufacturing it.
Now tell us a little bit about soy sauce. What is it?
So there's a process by which this mold called koji is added to soybeans and to wheat, or it could also be rye berries. And the mold kind of eats at these ingredients and then ferments. And so that mash of ingredients, once the koji has had time to inoculate the soybeans and the wheat, are put into barrels in a mash, and that mash starts to ferment, and it's kind of producing this kind of slow motion Maillard reaction, which is the same process when you're cooking and heating something, and basically proteins and sugars are being heated. So over time, you know, it creates this substance that really kind of lights up your mouth when you're eating it through this other partner in the business, James Wayman, who's a chef based on the Connecticut coast. I learned kind of about his experience with koji and with soy sauce and kind of how he views it as a really critical component to taking his food to the next level.
Now, James Wayman is another person involved in this, and he happens to be a chef.
Yes. Yeah, so James was, when he met Bob Florence, he was the head chef at Oyster Club, the acclaimed restaurant. And then he ended up separating off and founding Nana's, which has locations in Mystic and Westerly, Rhode Island. And Nana's is kind of a all-day cafe, they call it. It's a bakery. They also have pizza and they have rotisserie chicken and they have specials. So there's a lot kind of going on their menu. And when Bob Florence and James Wayman met, Bob Florence asked James Wayman to just try the soy sauce that he was making. I think for him, it was kind of like, you know, he was making this thing as a pet project, but it would mean a lot to him to have a chef like James taste it and just give him his thoughts. And immediately James Wayman put it on the menu at Oyster Club and called it Bob Florence soy sauce on the menu. And at the time, you know, it takes about a year to brew one of these barrels of soy sauce.
Wow, so that long.
Bob, yeah. So for Bob Florence, he wasn't kind of ready to scale up that quickly. He was like, do I really have enough of this stuff to be putting it on a menu of a restaurant? But over time, they decided to go into business together to make this together.
Now tell us about the third person in this story, Debbie Florence.
So Debbie is Bob Florence's wife. She is a Japanese-American children's book author. And so she has also written some great children's books about Japanese food, and specifically kind of a picture book biography of a Michelin-starred chef named Nikki Nakayama. But yeah, so the three of them went into this business together.
Now, the Moromi brand can be found in restaurants across the country.
Yeah, and you can also buy it at their website. You can also go to Nana's and buy it, and a number of other places carry it in the Mystic area, restaurants and other gourmet shops.
This is really a specialty item.
Yeah, it's a, I will say, like, I have started since I visited, I bought a bottle of it and I have started using it like my kids have a very expensive taste where their favorite food is sushi. So once in a while we get sushi and we'll use the Moromi soy sauce. And I really do think that it adds a complexity and kind of a, it really adds to the experience of eating something like that.
Well, that's, it's fascinating that, you know, how these things happen. And one of the few manufacturers of soy sauce in the U.S. is located right here in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Laurie. It's a wonderful story. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Long Story Short is hosted by me, Ebon Udana, and produced by Molly Ingram. Harriet Jones is our editor. WSHU's Alicia Daddario and the Connecticut Mirror's Gabby DeBenedictis are our digital team. This podcast is a collaboration between the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. We go behind the scenes at the home of public policy journalism in Connecticut. More can be found online at ctmirror.org and wshu.org. Our episodes can be found wherever you get your podcasts.